Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Are you looking for land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or camping? Each October, state school land is leased for agricultural farming and grazing, as well as outdoor sports and recreational use. More than 450 tracts in 35 counties will be offered for lease. Lease auctions are underway on Tuesday, October 13th at the Comanche County Fairgrounds in Lawton starting 10 a.m. There'll be lease auctions offered from Comanche, Cotton, Jefferson, Stevens, Jackson, and Tillman counties. Then on Wednesday, October 14th, 10 a.m., Payne County Fairgrounds in Stillwater, school land leases from Payne, Pawnee, Logan, Noble, Pottawatomie, and Lincoln counties will be offered to the public. For more details, log on to our website at www.clo.ok.gov and follow the prompts for the 2020 annual lease auction information. Or you can call 1-888-35-LAND. That's 1-888-35-LAND.
Well, today's futures markets fell on hard times, especially in the live cattle. We were down $1.40 in October live at 108.47. The December's down $1.60 at 110 even. So those markets there under quite a bit of pressure here. The feeder cattle weren't quite as unfortunate. They were down about 65 in October at 137.60. The Novembers were actually steady here. They came back. Closing about a dollar off of their lows. So it wasn't really bad across the board, but mainly in the live cattle. Last week, the cash trade primarily was around 108 to 109. Saw some different prices in there. Box beef at midday was up $1.15 on choice at 215.21. Select up $1.70 at 201.52. Showless size down a little bit, down about 9,000 or so in Kansas and Texas. A little bit higher in Nebraska and Colorado, but overall it was a little bit lower. Oklahoma City today at mid-session had about 7,000 head, and they were calling it down $6 to $8 lower with some instances of $10 lower, and that was that official report. So lower there, and that's reflecting what's going on on the futures market. Now here to start the week off, lean hogs are also a little bit lower, down 72 cents at 66.40.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held each spring and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 27th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 10th, 11th, and 12th at Expo Square. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch email.
The grain markets are giving quite a bit back today after reaching levels. These hedge funds, they're record levels here, especially for the soybeans this time of year. But they gave some back today. The front month November beans were down 31 cents at $10.34. A lot of volatility over the last month in the beans. January's were 28 lower at 10.37. March is 22 lower at 10.25 and three quarters. And if any of you out there trade those spreads, a lot of people have been trading the soybean spread, selling the front month, buying the back month. The March, July was down 4.75. The January, May down about 8.5 cents today. So a lot of action in the spreads as people have been unwinding that front end. Basically what that means is the front end is selling off more than the back end. And people don't only trade the outright direction, but they trade the difference in the price. And those spreads are unwinding. Corn down 6 cents today. Chicago wheat actually came back to be up 1 to 2 cents. Kansas City was down about 3 cents. One thing to note in the wheat market, the U.S. is quite a bit higher than what the Black Sea cash export prices are, $30 a ton higher. And so that will keep, in my mind, keep a little bit of a lid on the U.S. wheat and U.S. wheat export market.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.